Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The House Judiciary Committee held a short meeting today because star witness, former White House counsel Donald McGahn, did not show up. He had been subpoenaed. Democratic lawmakers want to ask him about what he told special counsel Robert Mueller's team. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is exasperated. He says no one has the right to disobey a subpoena from Congress.
Mr. McGahn did not appear today because the president prevented it. Just as the president has said that he would, quote, fight all subpoenas, close quote, issued by Congress as part of his broader efforts to cover up his misconduct. This stonewalling makes it all the more important to highlight some of the incidents that Mr. McGahn is said to have witnessed.
He has suggested that McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. Congress is hearing from national security officials today about rising tensions with Iran. This comes after the White House said it is aware of threats against American interests in the Middle East linked to Iran. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan are among the top administration officials being sent to brief House and Senate lawmakers in closed-door sessions today about alleged threats from Iran. But House Democrats, who are skeptical of the information coming from the administration, have invited their own witnesses, including former CIA Director John Brennan and Wendy Sherman, the former State Department official who negotiated the Iran nuclear deal. On Monday, Trump said that the U.S. would respond to Iranian provocations with great force, but also said the U.S. is willing to negotiate with Iran, quote, if they're ready. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Cleaning up the air in Southern California has led to significant health benefits, according to a study out today. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the link between air pollution and childhood asthma.
Children who live in areas with bad air pollution are more likely to develop asthma. But what happens when you clean up the air? A study in JAMA tracked school children in the Los Angeles area between 1993 and 2014. Air pollution improved during that time, more in some communities than others. And the scientists found childhood asthma was less likely to occur in areas where the air quality improved the most. This is no big surprise, but scientists say the study is especially important at the moment because the Environmental Protection Agency is casting doubt on the link between clean air and health as it seeks to weaken air quality standards. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The National Weather Service warns severe storms are moving through the central U.S. from Texas up to South Dakota. Officials say a tornado touched down this morning near Tulsa's airport. Oklahoma officials say no one was seriously hurt. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 159 points. The Nasdaq is up more than 85. You're listening to NPR. The World Health Organization's annual World Health Assembly is underway in Geneva. NPR's Nurit Eisenman says delegates from 194 countries will meet over 9 days.
The main theme of this year's meeting is universal health coverage. The WHO's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, is trying to convince member nations to publicly commit more funding for expanding access to healthcare in their countries in advance of an upcoming meeting on the subject that the United Nations will be holding this fall. Also up for discussion, a controversial effort to increase transparency in drug pricing by requiring drug makers to reveal how much they've actually spent on key steps in developing each drug. Some wealthy countries have moved to block that. Then there's the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is proving increasingly difficult to curb in the face of rising violence against health workers. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
A cyber attack is still crippling the city of Baltimore's computer systems. Officials cannot process utility bills or parking tickets. Hackers are demanding about $100,000 in ransom. Baltimore's mayor says no way. Meanwhile, Baltimore residents like Ashley Merson are stuck. She cannot complete the paperwork to sell her home.
The fact that you have a completely unsustainable computer system with no plan in place for when something like this happens, after watching it happen to countless other cities, it's frustrating and disappointing.
Baltimore now has to rebuild its computer systems. Again on Wall Street, the Dow is now up 161 points. The Nasdaq is up 83. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.